Hey guys, so we've got a special bonus episode for you this week. Bit of a greatest bits, clips, outtakes, all that kind of stuff. If you've not yet hit that subscribe button on Apple and YouTube, please do it. I really appreciate it. It helps us beat those damned algorithms as well. So yeah, if you've enjoyed the show, thank you ever so much. Really appreciate all the support so far. Series 2 will be coming back at the end of the month, so watch this space. Until then, shitcoin fans.
Step right up, folks. Do you like orgasms? Well, get ready to edge yourself toward financial freedom. The only crypto guarantee. Damn tea to keep you up only all night due to its built-in anti-premature rocket ship ejaculation technology.
Come rocket. What?
Get them now before the world stops having babies altogether and the CryptoKitties take over Pornhub and fill the site with cute cat videos only your Aunt Barbara has not already seen.
I have an Aunt Barbara. What? I'm so confused.
Well, I think you should be, John.
I'm sorry, Aunt Barbara.
I'll be honest, I'm very confused, but nothing to do with my Aunt Barbara.
I didn't hear any of it, really.
I have no friggin' idea what you just said.
Well,
I just know there. I just know there was a bunch of specific references and double entendres. But what the fuck did you just say?
What this is about and which way it's gonna take us.
Right, guys. So before I hit the go live on YouTube button, are we all clear?
Go live on YouTube. We're live. What are you talking about, Ben? Come on.
Well, we need to make sure we didn't have any horrible.
Well, everything
birds.
Is part of the show, right?
Right. Okay. We're going live in.
Aren't we already live?
Yeah.
Wait. Ben, hello. Ben, hi. Ben,
testing.
Hi, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, live on YouTube now, guys. Right.
I have never seen Mita so happy.
He's drinking straight vodka.
I'm really happy. Yeah, exactly. I'm really happy to see you guys. it was a while.
How much coin would a shitcoin shit if a shitcoin include shitcoin?
This is crazy. I have to Google it.
But how could they seize the DAO? It's impossible. It's like distributed.
No, they want to make it official, but the trick is that you have proper KYC in AML, and it's kind of what kind of DAO is. You have KYC AML, it's kind of.
Is someone photocopying their bum in the background?
I keep hearing.
There we go. Anytime the laugh falls short tonight, Alex, you just say triangle and you'll bail us out. But
I wonder what's in her head when she hears it, though, because you can think of a few different things. So I'm always wondering, what does she see in her head when he says that?
That's not the type of question you want to ask with her, to be honest.
No.
Freeton has broken the world's fastest blockchain transaction per second record.
Yes!
Yay! Woo!
Yes,
beating Solana and registering a whopping 64,000 transactions per second, I believe was the figure. Our very own Mitra Gorochevsky had this to say. He said, "I'm busy. Fuck off and stop asking me stupid questions, Ben. You're a twat."
That sounds like me. I totally
Wait,
agree.
That's him right there.
When they announced that Bitcoin is an official currency of Salvador, they decided that they have to put $150 million worth of Bitcoins in whatever is the reserve, let's put it. Mm. Of course, they didn't want to buy it, didn't spend money. So how do you think they solved this issue? How they got $150 million worth of Bitcoin? Just guess,
Was it the Poly DeFi hack?
No. that's a good one. That happened later. The president of Salvador, forgot his name, officially ordered his geothermal company, also forgot the name,
to mine
coins almost for free.
Mining Bitcoin with... Oh, that's very cool. Kind of makes me wish I had a volcano in my backyard, to be honest. free energy. Worth the risk, maybe. This isn't a script. This isn't any jokes. This is literally just me reading the news here, guys. But it did get a bit weird. In the most suspiciously complimentary confession of all time, which, again, pricked my ears a bit. I don't know about you guys. But the hacker said, and I quote, "I'm not very interested in money." Just for perspective for some of you out there, here are some things $600 million could buy you. You could have 6 25,000 square foot mansions in Los Angeles. You could have 20 years of Emma Stone's time as an actress, you dirty buggers.
I can have it.
Emma Stone, I don't actually know.
Cruella
de Vil. There you go. 20 years of her acting time for $600 million. Mm. Or you can have about a mile's worth of Donald Trump's Mexico wall fence thing. So, you know, there's some perspective, guys. $600 million. So, question two. Cryptocurrency investing has a big what problem? So one word, this. Cryptocurrency investing has a big something problem.
Perception.
Perception? Oh, it's a very sensible answer, but it's wrong.
Yeah. Regulation.
Regulation. Again, all good answers.
Liquidity.
No, I don't think it's liquidity at the minute, to be honest. The fish are flowing.
Not really.
There's definitely enough people trying to hide the money.
Compliance?
Compliance? No. On this panel, we've got a 5-1 ratio on this show tonight.
Oh.
Women. Yeah. Women, yeah. Yay, there we go. Where's me clapping? There we go. I suck with this soundboard, by the way, guys. Hey. Close enough. Apparently, cryptocurrency investing has a big gender problem. It seems, and I am sorry to be the one to say this, and I'm going to duck in case Dion tries to throw anything at me, but with twice as many men as women in crypto, the fairer sex really just aren't pulling their weight nowadays, it seems. I know they're busy juggling families, careers, and dealing with thousands of years of oppression and war caused by male egotism, but I thought they were supposed to be good at multitasking. Hey. Come on. You don't want to be going large with those SHIB tokens, I don't think. So. And also, speaking of everyone's favorite half-man, half-stick insect, Vitalik Buterin, he also made a surprise appearance at a celebrity couple's house this week. Ooh, celebrities. We like celebrity news. So, yes, he turned up at Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher's house, believe it or not. So for those of you looking for top signals in this market, it does apparently seem that Ashton Kutcher, the man who famously killed the world's biggest sitcom, 2.5 Men, and made MTV not cool anymore, is getting into cryptocurrency. So it's been nice knowing all of you anyway. Yeah. That's the end of the show.
Damn, toilet. I forgot.
And okay. All you have to do is think of something that they wouldn't tweet. So like a wrong answers only kind of thing. And if you say something which makes me smirk, sneer, giggle, you know, do a little laugh, Dion will give you 1 point. And if you can think of something, if you say something which makes me go, ooh, yeah, like, ooh, everyone likes one of those jokes, don't they? If you can think of something which makes me go, ooh, you get 2 points. So, big points for that. Okay, makes sense? You following, guys?
Sort of, but let's just go.
Yeah. All right. So, nice easy target for you this week. This week's famous name is Vitalik Buterin. Can you think of something he wouldn't tweet out?
Yes. Vitalik Buterin would never. ever in a million years tweet, "Hey, I follow Porn Rocket on CoinMarketCap."
Actually, I'm not so sure about that.
How about buy more Bitcoin?
Maybe he would never tweet, "I'm Dwight, I like the kitties, the crypto kitties." That's his thing, like a furry type of thing.
Oh, the furry thing.
Okay, I like furries. Okay.
Right. I hope there are no furry people here because...
Yeah, you don't want to insult those furries.
I'm not insulting. I'm not judging at all. I'm just saying, I don't think that
they'll
would.
Come for you.
Yeah, last thing you want to do is wake up to a bunch of people in panther outfits outside your window in the middle of the night.
I'm not hating. Yeah. Whatever. Do your thing.
Yes. So imagine the face of gluttony and sin. Right? Sin is what? When you steal stuff. How do you go out to steal stuff? You go out wearing that ski mask. You cut out those holes. And why do you do that? You do it for getting diamonds or money or whatnot. All of that extravagance. So imagine all of them coming together. The sin as well as the result of it. But it's not wearing a shirt because you don't really own stuff or whatnot. That is the world of glitter. As well as abundance, but it is also underscored by something as let's say lack or missing stuff. How would you do that?
Brava.
Yeah, you know.
If I ever open there... a gallery, it's have you've got a job, man. Greatest salesman of all time.
Yeah, for sure.
Personally, I'd have described it as more of a Ferrero Rocher head, if anyone knows what one of those is. A very English chocolate thing with hazelnuts around the outside. Yeah. So, yeah.
Is it English, though? I thought it was Swiss. I don't know.
I think it is Swiss by nature, but yeah, they're very popular here in England. They're seen as posh middle class things. The guy who invented Ferrero Rocher, he was also the guy who invented Tic Tacs, very, very randomly. Yeah, his two things in life.
Rounded things, yeah.
Yeah, but he spent, I think it was the best part of, and forgive me if I've got the wrong number here, but the best part of 4 or 5 years locked in his house alone, trying to invent the thin inside crispy wafer bit of a Ferrero Rocher.
Wow.
Yeah, he calls it, I think it's called a whiffle. He went nearly totally insane, locked away, trying to perfectly curve into the spherical cones these very, very thin wafers.
Yeah. What is life, man? Yeah.
Well, that's better than spending the same amount of time on inventing the shape of Tic Tacs.
good point, sir. Very good points. Right, this one's nice and so anyway. So, cryptocurrency is nice, but all this decentralization stuff, it ain't for you, kid. It ain't for you. Why let thousands of anonymous strangers who all have the same sort of goals and moral incentives and alignments as you call the shots when you can trust us and let us do the thinking for you? We got Bill Clinton, we got Snoop Doggity Dog, and we got a bunch of bankers you might remember from the 2008 bank crash.
That's a ripple.
You'll join us. Straight away. Awesome, man. Not even any time to let us in. Beautiful. So, to give you an example of what I'm talking about, if I asked you, what did Titty coin claim to be building, what did they claim you could do with a titty coin? You could say,
I said, maybe you can milk it,
milk a titty coin, get those
instead of mining and baking, you can actually milk.
That's nice.
That's a good one.
That's nice.
From the former farmers. Yeah. let's milk this coin.
Milk the hell out of this coin.
I think we just invented another concept.
That's the best thing about this show. We seem to be inventing a coin every week. Graham's coin last week?
Graham's coin.
I see proof of lactation.
Time to do.
proof of lactation.
Time to do some milking.
Was that old campaign, Got Milk?
Nice.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Right, so anyway, pardoning all the milk puns. Sorry, guys.
You open the door, we just walk right through it.
So a quote from Erica's, like I say, Erica's fantastic book, Titicoin had perhaps the best offering of the crypto industry, allowing its owners to visit Titty Island, a luxury resort holiday destination with timeshare possibilities.
Hey, I believe there's a place like that, Miami Beach. It's right it's between North Beach and South Beach. It's that little thing.
Yeah, essentially, it was a coin for timeshare island, which was just full of topless women. Essentially, I mean, you know, how could it have failed?
I thought they had a timeshare of tits. Yeah,
which were all told that they will get a share. So that's why they all came.
Of course, right. Timeshares and ICOs. What could go wrong? You've made a pretty penny with your cryptocurrencies and your bitcoins and your NFTs. And you fancy a nice little jolly holiday, don't you? But where do you go on holiday is the question, really. Which country is going to welcome your sats with open hats? Let's find out as we play Around the World, Bumble, Ban or Embrace. Okay, nice simple one for you again, this guys. So I'm going to give each of our teams, in turns, three countries to choose from. One of the countries will be very pro-cryptocurrency. Oh, my mic's there. One of them will be very anti-cryptocurrency, and one of them will just be a confusing mess. Yeah. Mitra and Utsav, you're in the lead, so we'll give it to Edmund and Eugene first. Your three countries, fellas.
Mexico.
No. I name the countries. I name the countries.
Let him go. Let's see how many he can name in the world.
Yeah, in fact, sorry, damn. Mr. Trick, then, just name all the countries.
Oh. Playboy?
Yeah, that's sticky, but not that sticky. Not syrup.
That's some very sticky rabbits.
Not that syrup.
Nice.
Oh,
you're out your misery, guys.
Careful, you know, you're at the age of YouTube deleting this video, so you kind of...
I don't think so, Sasha. I don't know if you ever watch YouTube, but the things that they're on there, like where it's like a kindergarten, believe me.
Rabbi coin?
Right, I'm going to have to put you out your misery, guys.
Oh, come on. No, I know.
Well, what did you think it was, Joe?
Cake. The pancake swap.
Pancake swap. Exactly.
That's what I told Misha. Come on. Right?
I can't tell. They said that I shouldn't speak.
Honestly,
but I thought it was open for everybody.
Because No.
Mitra's on your team.
I'm on your team, Tran. Still. Hey, hello, by the way. Nice to meet you.
40 minutes into the show. Alrighty, so I don't think anyone's going to get this one. It was, you got half the answer there, Anton. It was Ethereum bop dabba doop or however that one went.
I said bebop, so bebop. So I guess
close.
I went for Penny and Me, but that was not the right answer, obviously.
Alrighty, so this one is my favorite round, personally. I'm not going to put anyone on the spot because I'm so proud of these little bits I've wrote that I want to take the glory myself, to be honest, guys. But round three, we are calling blockchain. Take two. Round three, we are calling blockchain bedtime tales. So, despite having a young daughter myself, many of you may not know, I hate children. Like, they're sticky, they're gross, and they haven't got anything interesting to talk about, have they? I mean, come on. You know, what
I can't talk. I can't talk to you about anymore about after this, man. What do you mean?
All right, cut. My 11-year-old is amazing, honestly. She talks time travel. We watched that Loki series recently, which blew her mind. But, yeah, for the sake of it, apart from her, you know, all other children, like, what do you actually talk to them about? Like, they really are. They're small, you know. They're all like, meh, 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 with their concerns and their schoolyard stuff and look at me on the swings. Who needs that, right?
But at the same time, they bring you a newspaper or slippers.
Do they? I have two kids. Do they really?
Do you get newspapers anymore?
Well, Eugene's out in Mexico, so he can get kids to bring him anything he wants for a couple of pesos, I think. So last one, proper. I apologize in advance for this one, guys. But who once forged a court document by using a fake key with a typo in it, which the timestamp on the document actually disproved the document itself? And the name for using salad dressing to hide the taste of performing oral sex on someone's anus. I can't believe I've just said that. I think my mum's watching on YouTube. Hi, mum.
What is that? I don't know.
You're making me blush nowadays.
Caesar salad dressing something.
Yeah, something with Caesar in it.
I'm sure that should be. Like, it must be. I don't know any other proper salad dressing for the disguising the, like, the of all things, anus.
I think it depends on what they've had the day before. Taste. Last one for us, please.
The last one, Joanne, you have to focus a lot.
Okay.
huge rock, like making the complete picture. Only a rock.
This is more than 150K, right?
Ooh,
but it's a rock. I've seen those rocks everywhere in the past 2 weeks.
No, but it's a special rock. I'm sure millions can get rock.
Okay, so which rock is it? Is it the one with the eyes, or is it just a rock?
It's a gray rock on a blank, on a white it's a really, really artistic rock, I think.
I still think it's more because those rocks are just everywhere. Yeah, but then there's logic, so.
Specific or special. Let me check again.
Okay.
Distinguishing features. In team, so this is Alex and Ron playing this one.
Alex and Ron are on opposite teams.
This is why I need her here, folks.
Who cares?
I don't even know who's on the team.
Oh, yeah. What?
No, wait. How can you get 5 points?
Yeah.
They got 2 right on the first round, and then they got all 3 NFTs. Wait, you only got 2 NFTs and none on the first round.
What was the first round? I wasn't here, maybe?
Sorry, but
I don't feel too well.
Yeah, unfortunately, you have to deal with Joanne's not knowing what happened this week. Sorry, Noam, you started at a disadvantage.
Okay, all right. Those are Joanne's points. Never mind.
See, you're in a win-win situation here, really, aren't you? Because if you go on to win it now, you can claim the victory. But if you don't win it, you can just say it was all Joe's fault, and you know. It's like being the America in an international war. Third one, final one for you, Mitya. The original name of the Facebook crypto project.
Yeah, Libra.
And Libra, yeah. And a landing strip of pubic hair, usually found on the ladies, but
please,
what do they call
give
it?
Me a fucking a break.
just a little strip.
I don't,
are you in
I
a public place? Yeah. Is this why you can't say these things?
I am in a public place. Nobody speaks English here, but it's
okay.
I can't even say that.
Well, it begins with an F.
Beating the meat.
Beating. Oh, I like that one. Fapping, yes, fap.
Oh,
yeah, Nikita,
okay.
For fap. And so the second part of the question, the sum total of your crypto and other asset holdings. You usually use an app or something for this nowadays.
There is
fap store.
I know how to say it in Hebrew, but
it's a whole different thing.
Less of a greatest hits and more of a just mishmash of bits I enjoyed, really. We're going to do a couple more of these in the lead up to series 2, so I hope you enjoyed it. Like I say, subscribe. We're also going to do that giveaway very soon, so watch our Twitter and watch this space. Who doesn't like winning a bit of free crypto? Join us. Or don't. It's up to you. If you don't like free cryptocurrency and you don't like jokes, and you don't like drinking, and you don't like news or entertainment, well, we're probably not the show for you. But, you know, enjoy your sad, strange little life. Bye.